Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, as we do every week in our second segment on Friday, we'll go through this week's games.
Not the best slate in the world for 2 weeks in a row here.
Better than last week.
Yeah, I guess it's better than last
I mean, last
week's
was awful.
Yeah,
it was bad. But this one kicks off with an interesting game in Germany. Don't forget, 9:30 a.m. Don't forget to set your lineup, Matt.
Right. Tomorrow got me that one year. 1 week. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. This one in Munich. It is Seattle at 6-3 at Tampa Bay at 4-5. The spread is Tampa Bay by 2.5.
Yeah.
The over-under 44.5.
I think Seattle's a much better team. My big hesitation is what we talked about earlier in the week about the travel, and I think they went over Wednesday. They have an unbelievably long trip. I mean, not that Tampa's as easy, but to Seattle to Germany.
Yeah. It's an extra 5 hours.
It's an extra 5 hours, and their clock kickoffs at 6 a.m. Like, I can't possibly pick the Seahawks, but if this was in America, I would pick the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Although Tom Brady doesn't like his sleep schedule messed with either.
He probably gets up early so he can get the paper and read it at the breakfast table and then make it to the early bird dinner. Yeah. So,
but that could be a good game.
I think it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think it's should be competitive.
I bet it's a super cool environment too. Like, I bet the fans in Germany go crazy for this.
Yeah.
You know,
the FBI prediction on this one's really interesting. You know, the Football Power Index. Mm-hmm. Has Tampa Bay, by 83.1% of the simulations,
really?
By an average of 11.3 points.
Winning by 11 points?
On average.
Wow. Are they that low on Seattle? I mean, what's Tampa done?
They don't score.
Right. Seattle's offense has been
maybe
better.
This is the one.
Some matchup in this game I'm missing that I haven't dug into that's really favors Tampa?
I know that Seattle gives up a lot of catches to the running backs.
Okay.
They're like second worst in the league at that.
Yeah,
I mean,
Bucs backs don't do anything.
Well, they catch the football.
They can catch the ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I like where Seattle's at as a team. I'm excited to watch that one.
I think Tampa Bay wins this one. I think they still win the NFC South. This one could be the game that puts them back online.
This could be the week. I mean, especially watching the disaster last night. If the Saints lose, as many expect, including myself, Tampa could really grab a hold
of it. You're giving your pick away.
I just put that much. Just that much. Anyone who's been listening all week probably has a hunch.
1 o'clock. The Cleveland Browns at 3-5 are at the Miami Dolphins 6-3. Miami,
this is a good one too.
Miami only favored by 3.5.
Yeah.
The over under 48.5.
Miami's run defense has been good, but not last week against Justin Fields and company.
It was
so
not.
Maybe that's a big factor here.
Well, I mean, Fields is Fields. So.
Yeah, I mean that's different than defending Josh.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's just a non-traditional guy. I like the over here. I think both
I
these
do too. I think it's gonna be a high scoring game.
I don't like either D particularly much.
I love Miami's wide receivers against that Cleveland secondary.
Absolutely. I think they'll
I think Ward's coming back off a concussion.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I bet Tua lights these guys up, and I think Chubb has a big game.
And
I think it's a lot of
the
points.
Dolphins, with Armstead at left tackle, have somebody that can kind of
– at least battle Garrett.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not going to be like watching him against Cincinnati 2 weeks ago where he's just whipping the
– killing everybody, right?
Yeah.
Right. No, I think this might be the best game of the weekend. I mean, just in terms of watchability and points and fun and all that good stuff.
But I think the Dolphins win, and I think they cover.
I do too.
I think if they get up a couple of scores and force Cleveland out of that running game,
that would be
it's over.
Yeah. I hear you.
So we'll see.
I don't disagree on that.
The predictions are both writers are here on ESPN picking the Dolphins. Moody picking 27-17. Seth Walter picking 30-20.
Oh, both so are covers.
Both think that they don't cover. Moody has the under. Walter has the over.
This is a pretty crucial game for Cleveland, though. I mean, yeah. If they lose this one...
Well, it's a huge game for Miami, too.
It is, too. I mean, especially with Buffalo ailing at quarterback and all that good stuff. So, no, this is a big one in the AFC, but if it might be dunzo for the Browns if they lose this one, even with Watson coming back.
Yeah. The big game of the day, or presumably what it would have been, is the 7-1 Vikings at the 6-2 Bills.
Yeah.
Buffalo now only favored by 3.5, the over-under 43.5. I don't think Josh Allen plays.
I don't either. I mean, I just got a blurb on my phone saying he's a game-time decision.
Did he practice today? No.
I mean, I'm sure that the coaching staff isn't going to say, it's going to be Keenum. Should they be favored without Allen?
The defense is still good.
Very, yeah. Tough place to play.
I don't think the Vikings get a ton of respect.
Right. I think that's part of it, too. And I mean, frankly, I don't look at the Vikings, even if they win this game, as, boy, that's an 8-1 big time contender type of team. But they are 7-1. They're doing something right, you know? I probably would take the points, though. I'm assuming Allen doesn't play.
Give
me 3.5. That's where I saw it last.
Yeah.
I think I'll take it.
I'm not necessarily fading Diggs or anything like that.
No.
But can Buffalo come out and just run the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
They don't do it.
That's the problem.
What's interesting to me is, people talk about replacement level players or EPA is this much over expected. Well, Keenum's like the replacement level player.
Yeah.
He's a zero.
Who is 100.
Right, as opposed to the superstar. What really is the gap? I bet it's massive.
Yeah, I'll bet so as well. Moody picking the Bills, 34-24.
Ooh, I don't know they put up 34.
No. Walter picking the Vikings 24-17.
I think that's close.
I think it's more in line with that kind of game. I think it's an under game.
Mm-hmm. I think Hawkinson's a big addition for them, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to cause some issues there.
Yeah.
For sure.
The other thing, everyone's talking about Allen. He's not as important as Allen, but they're a different defense with and without Milano. And he's questionable for this game, too.
Yeah, he did not play last week, and it showed.
It's a big thing for them.
Yeah. The Lions at 2-6 are at the Bears, 3-6. Chicago favored by 3. The over-under in this one is 48.5.
I'm going over.
That has track meet written all over it. Although
too
it
bad
is.
Bad defenses. It is, weather could be something. You know?
Yeah, it is road golf.
Road golf, right.
Yeah,
but I don't think either defense is good at all, especially after the Bears' selling of two of their best players. I'm sure Fields goes crazy again on the ground. Why would you not? I don't know who I like to win, though.
Unders in division games this year.
Hmm.
This is a little stat for you. The unders are 29-13-1.
Wow.
Across all divisions.
Across all divisions, all divisional games. I mean, I know scoring's down. We talked about that earlier.
29-13-1, though.
That's
I said it earlier in the week. If you just bet unders this year.
Oh, you're rolling.
You're rolling. 29-13-1.
Yeah.
You're making a ton of money.
That trend makes sense because, I mean, you know the opponents even more.
Yeah.
Unders are a determining factor. Everything's multiplied a little more in a division game. So I bet trends show up heavier in division games.
I wonder if you could just do that the rest of the year and just...
Every division game, go under? Let's do it.
If you're doing it now, you'd be up a whole bunch.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think the whole betting public knows that yet.
Probably not. Well, it's on ESPN now, so they do.
More do now.
Moody picking the Bears 34-28. He likes the high-scoring affair.
Yeah.
Walter picking the Bears 19-14.
Okay. I still like a high-scoring affair, but that under trend is kind of...
If it's... Like the weather is,
if it's sloppy.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that earlier this year with a couple games in Chicago where it just in.
If Goff's playing crappy and Swift isn't involved and Hawkinson's already gone,
Yeah.
It could go bad for Detroit.
The Broncos are 3-5. They're at the 5-3 Titans. Tennessee favored by 3. The over under in this one.
I'm still going under. I don't care if it's 10.
38. 38!
It should be very
38.
Two really good defenses. Any chance Denver kind of figures it out?
They've coming off the bye.
Yeah, so they're coming off the bye.
Tennessee's pass defenses, that's where you attack them.
That's where you attack. Their corners are a problem. They brush the passer well, though. Denver's D's really good. I mean, if we're going to say, hey, the second half of the year can look better for the Steelers, they've
they
worked
could
some
for
things
Denver.
Out. I mean, could Wilson in a first-time coach get to respectability?
Although they just traded Chubb. That doesn't help.
Yeah, yeah. But still, I don't think there's much in the way of offense here. And who knows if Tannehill plays?
It looks like he's trending towards playing. He was a full participant today.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. It looks like he will play. The Titans are Moody picking the Titans 23-17. Walter picking the Broncos 23-9.
Wow. Okay.
Nine.
I mean, I could see the Titans putting up 9 points.
Yeah.
That part wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. This is an interesting game. You get the 3-6 Jaguars.
I'm really intrigued by this one.
At the 6-2 Chiefs, Kansas City favored by 9.5 with an over-under of 50.5.
I want the points in this one. I mean,
you're taking all these points. The unders.
I know. I just think that the Jags will move the football. I'm a little encouraged by Lawrence's recent play. You know that KC's going to put up points, but I think it's a high-scoring game, a fun game. But I'll take 9.5.
Kansas City is 0-4 against the spread at home this year.
Are they? I'm sure they're big spreads like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd imagine.
Mahomes, in his career, is 15-19 against the spread at home.
Probably massive spreads.
Yeah.
That's probably the issue.
That includes 3-8 against the spread in his last 11 home games.
Give me the points. Convince me.
There you go. Moody picking the Chiefs 31-21. Walter.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do
that
with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Picking the Chiefs 28-24.
Okay. So I think there's more points than that.
Well, that would be over.
It would still be over, yeah. But I think this could be a barn burner and a fun one.
This one is the one that doesn't make any sense to me. So you got the 1-6 Texans.
Oh, I don't get this either.
At the 6-2 Giants. The
it's
Giants,
in New York, too?
It's in New York. Yeah, no. In New York, the spread, Giants favored by 4.5. The over-under is 41.
Coming off a bye, they're one of the best running games in the league. I think Barkley and Jones combined for 275 yards.
Against the worst run defense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awful run defense. And Wink Martindale is going to throw everything in the world at Mills and that young offense. I think this is a dominant performance by the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants are 6-2 against the spread this year.
Yeah, I don't even think they're very good.
They've been. Yeah, I don't think they are either.
Right.
Damian Pierce has been banged up all week.
Good point.
Like, where's Houston find his points at?
Is Brandon Cooks happy and playing again? Or I don't know what's going on with him. You know, right. No, I think Houston's in for a long, long day. Barkley goes off.
Moody picking the Giants 23-13. Walter picking the Giants 27-16. So both have that as a cover.
It's a low number.
Yeah, really is. I'm shocked.
Spread.
You got the game nobody wants to watch. The 3-5 Colts. They should be 3-5-1.
It could be entertaining though, from like a court jester standpoint. I mean, both these teams are a disaster right now.
They're at the Raiders at 2-6. Las Vegas favored by 4.5. The over-under is 41 in that
Just
game.
A couple minutes ago, they put Shaq Leonard on IR. Too.
Nice.
Well, I mean, earlier I was like...
Is it his nose again?
I don't know. I thought maybe Indy's D will keep this thing close. These are two of the most dysfunctional teams in the league right now. You know, I guess I'll take the Raiders, but I wouldn't bet on them against anybody right now. I just think that, I mean, the coaching in Indianapolis has to be a problem.
The Colts are the only team to rank in the bottom five in pass rush win rate, 36.2%, which is 29th, and pass block win rate.
That doesn't surprise
49.7%.
49, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Crosby and those guys should do fine. If even, I mean, I hand it to Taylor over and over and over, I assume, is what the Indies.
I would, you know, you got a new, an offensive line, former offensive lineman's your new head coach.
Yeah.
You're going to run the football.
I'm sure the mandate is.
Yeah.
We're just going to hand it to the might be the best back in the league. Why haven't you done that yet? You
know? If it's third and nine, we're still handing it to him.
right.
Maybe he'll bust it. Moody picking the Raiders 27-20. I don't know how this game gets that high.
I would go lower than that.
Walter picking the Raiders 34-12.
Wow. There's a lot of points from these guys.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
The one thing the Colts can do is stop the run.
Yeah, I
guess. They're not bad at that.
I mean, they just lost Waller for the year, though, too. And
yeah, I mean,
they're total dysfunction.
Renfro, money Renfro's on.
Right.
This would have been the marquee matchup, which I'm sure is why it's a 425 game. You get the 6-2 Cowboys at the 3-6 Packers.
Yeah.
Dallas favored by 4.5. The over-under is 43. Packers are in a world of hurt.
The world of hurt. And Mike McCarthy thinks going to be gentle and nice to his old team. I think they win, and then they cruise down Mike McCarthy Boulevard or whatever, tooting their horns, and I think they destroy them. How do you block Micah Parsons coming off a bye?
How do the Packers score?
Yeah.
Aaron Jones is banged up.
Right. I think this is a blowout. I mean, Rodgers could turn things around, absolutely. I mean, kind of like we talked about Denver, but in a different light. I just think Dallas is two or three tiers ahead of these guys.
Aaron Rodgers has thrown 7 interceptions this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's his most since 2016.
That's unbelievable in itself.
Yeah.
You know, 7 interceptions a season isn't crazy, but to say that that's the most he's had in that long is unbelievable.
Dallas is 6-2 against the spread this season, much like the Giants.
Hmm.
Moody picking the Cowboys 21-20.
Wow, that's close.
Walter picking the Cowboys 24-19.
Okay, I don't think it's that close.
That's almost a cover for Walter on that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think it's that close.
This is a yuck game. You got the 3-6 Cardinals at the 3-5 Rams.
Nobody's going to block anybody.
The Rams favored by 1.5.
Stafford's very questionable.
Yeah, the over-under 43.5 in this game. I believe the Rams have beaten the Cardinals like 6 of the last 7 times. They've just owned them. Kyler Murray's banged up as well. He's been dealing with a hamstring.
Highly questionable as well.
Yeah, you could see both backup quarterbacks in this game, and yuck.
Yeah, I don't think there's not much of a home field advantage. Arizona fans won't travel.
Yeah, nobody there.
There's nothing exciting. I took the Rams just because I like their coaching staff better. But I wouldn't touch this game. I think it's going to be ugly.
Yeah. The Rams have gone under in 5 of their last 6 games.
Their offense is like the worst in the league.
Yeah. And this one, the over-under in this one is 43.5. Should the over-under in this game be where that Titans-Broncos game's at, 38?
Probably.
I think so.
Except neither defense is great, but
the
offenses are bad.
The Cardinals are they're averaging like 8.2 yards per reception.
No, they've got some really bad
stats. I mean, they don't throw the ball downfield at all.
They don't. I mean, they have some weapons. Could Hopkins and Kupp have nice games? I guess, but yeah, I think this is not going to be.
I guess in year long, season long leagues in fantasy, you're playing Kupp.
Sure.
Because you know you have to.
Of course.
But I'm not paying up for him in
DFS. Not a top 5 receiver or whatever he usually is.
He's no Super Kupp this week.
Right, and are you really going to force Stafford in?
He's just Cooper.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even if Stafford plays, I don't see a lot of fireworks here.
Yeah.
Don't block anybody.
This one, again, at the beginning of the season, looked like a marquee matchup. You got the 5-3 Chargers at the 4-4 49ers. San Francisco favored by 7, the over-under 45.5.
I could see a backdoor cover.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, just on Herbert's arm, and, you know, he's really, really good.
I don't know if the Niners are a blow-you-out kind of team.
They're going to run for a million yards.
They will run forever, yeah.
They'll just hand it over and over. That might not be a 7-point win. But I think they're going to have a very good second half of the season starting here. I would not bet this game, but I guess I'll take the points. I don't think it's going to be super competitive, though.
Yeah. 7 Sunday night football unders this year are 7-2 on the unders.
On the unders.
Yeah.
Okay.
36-23-2 over the last 4 seasons. So that's not just this year that the unders have gone Primetime unders.
You just think that's because they get bet more and people probably like to bet overs?
Yeah, you know, like, people like
I
to bet overs.
I lost all day. I'll watch, you know, I'll bet the Sunday Nighter.
Primetime overs, or unders, I should say, this year, are 17, 10, and 1.
Hmm. They're pretty distinct trends.
Yeah. And 65, 45, and 2 over the last four seasons.
Hmm. That makes sense. I mean, I think you just, for
again,
that reason,
people, I'm going to watch a game. I want to see points.
Joe Blow that doesn't really pay much attention.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet he's an over-better all day long, and he watches that game and wants points, and the line's too high.
Again, this one is 45 and a half. So.
Hmm. I'd probably go over.
Moody,
got you. Yeah.
Moody picking the 49ers 28-17. Walter picking the 49ers 26-23.
26, yeah, okay.
I mean, I think
Herbert's going to get hit a lot.
He's going to get hit, but I think Austin Eckler might catch
probably
15
really
passes
game.
In this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just keep dumping
be,
it off.
Probably going to be Everett and Palmer and those type of dudes, you know.
Then the big Monday night game. You got the Commanders at 4-5 at the Eagles 8-0. Philadelphia favored by 11, and the over-under is only 44.
This begs take the under, you know, especially with all the stats you just said about the primetime games.
Yeah.
I think Washington gets destroyed, though. I mean, that's an awful place to play on Monday night.
I don't know how Washington scores.
That's the thing. I don't know where the points come from with Washington.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I mean, that's a big line. I probably wouldn't. I'd probably take the points. Logical, but I don't think it's going to be close.
Earlier this season, they played in Washington. Philadelphia won 24-8.
24-8. Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, again, I
Eagles are healthy. They're playing really well. I mean, Heineke's probably going to throw in the other team at least, you know.
Yeah, this one could be really ugly. the Eagles haven't trailed in the second half of a game this season.
I know, that's insane.
They're the first team to win the turnover battle in each of their first eight games.
It's really hard to do.
Since the 1972 Steelers.
Really? Wow.
It's
really hard to do.
Yeah.
Not
That's
not,
50 years ago.
You weren't minus one, even zero. You said win it.
I mean, win it, yeah.
Even,
yeah. Can't even be even.
Right. Wow. That's hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's a remarkable stat.
It is.
Yeah.
It probably won't keep up, but.
You think about the 72 Steelers, too. I mean, that was, you know, they're starting multiple quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Bradshaw was throwing interceptions pretty consistently.
I mean, I could have believed, like, 76 Steelers.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that. But that was, yeah, you said Bradshaw was throwing a lot of picks at that point. Yeah. Defense was growing, I guess. But they must have taken the ball away pretty well.
They must have done a pretty good job there.
Yeah.
Not
a great game, the Monday Nighter.
Three straight Philadelphia games have gone over the total.
Really?
Six of Washington's past seven games have gone under the total.
Hmm.
So, unders are 4-0 in Washington plays teams with winning records this season.
Ah, okay.
They've only played four teams with a winning record.
Only played four teams with a winning record. Right.
That's how,
that many
that's how they're 4-5.
Yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah. Exactly. You know, beat the good teams, lose the
it's
bad.
It's like
teams.
Everybody the Steelers have played has a winning record.
Yeah. Would you give up 11 points, though? I don't know. I wouldn't take Washington. I mean.
Eagles at home, I think I'd give up. I'd give the 11. I think I would.
I'm leaning that way, too, the more I think through.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think Washington's going to keep this close.
Moody picking the Eagles 35-20. Walter picking the Eagles 24-10.
Okay. 10 might be about
the 10 level. Might be about as high as they can get.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at on it, too.
Yeah, maybe some they get a blown coverage or something, but I don't know how they score.
And so even, like, McLaurin's look good lately. Slade destroyed him the first match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's – and that's – there's not much to go off of.
There really isn't. It's not pretty.
Not pretty.
Not pretty at all. We're going to take another break, Matt.
Okie doke.
When we come back, it'll be time for the fantasy football focus.
Predictions, wrap up the week.
We got to do
the
got to do that. We got to do our DFS lineup. You can check out the Steelers Week in Review. It's hosted by Wesley Euler. It's a recap of the previous game as well as a look at the Steelers' next opponents. New episodes drop every Tuesday. You'll want to check that out this Tuesday because you'll be previewing talking about the Saints game and previewing another Bengals matchup.
Mm-hmm.
They're available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back with more right after this.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.